dial in as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no worries. Yep.
Andy, another job done, another professional performance. You must feel unstoppable right now.
Yeah, I just feel so comfortable there. I'm just playing the game what I can play, and it's just proven how good I can play, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's not surreal. I know I can, probably people not believing in me, well, like, I'm believing in myself again now, so we'll just see how far I can go. I'm in the next round, I can relax now and enjoy my new year, and 2012 is going to be a brilliant year for me now.
All the way to the semi-finals of a Ladbrokes World Championship. Again, you've been here before. Of course, it was a Mr. Taylor who knocked you out last time. He ain't here.
No, exactly. I know people say you've got to beat Phil Taylor to win it, but at the end of the day, if he's not here and I win it, I'll still be a world champion, even if Phil's not in it or not. So I'll still take credit from just being world champion. I'm not there yet. I've got a semi-final to work on next round, so I'll be looking forward to that game first.
Just having a quick look at the Highbreaks game there. Started really well, finished really well. Tailed off in the middle. If he'd been on his game, it could have been a lot closer than it was, couldn't it?
Yeah, probably closer, but also I was thinking in the middle of the game he wasn't pressurising enough and I started relaxing too much. So I think it probably, that's the only reason why. If I'm feeling pressure all the time, I'll be focused all the time. The next round will be a far different game. I might have a bigger average.
Yeah, whoever it is, we're waiting to find out. They've both got the potential to just go berserk up there, and you're going to have to match him, aren't you, if they do?
Yeah, I'm prepared for both of them. Gary Anderson or Simon Willock, I've played them both on TV at Blackpool. I beat them both at Blackpool as well, I'll say that. So I'm ready for them both. They know my game. I can finish brilliantly, and I can score. I've proved I can score. I've just hit 11-180. So they've got to be scared of me as much as I'm scared of them. So I think the semi-final next round is going to be a great game.
You told me after your last match that you've been dreaming about lifting this trophy. Do you think that this is the year that dream turns into a reality, Andy?
Yeah, why not? It's a vision. It's probably not a dream, it's a vision. I can just see myself being there. And sometimes just, you've got to think positive and all. I think that's what's giving me positive feelings to be there. So it's not just about just picking it up. You've got to still have to perform to be there. And I'm doing that. And it's just making me perform, just thinking about that being world champion, I think.
Mentally, and your form on the board, are you better than you were 5 years ago when you went all the way to the semis?
Definitely. I'm more focused. My concentration is much better. And I probably wasn't scoring as heavy as I was then, but I'm finishing better and I'm more consistent than I was then. So I think the all-round game's not about 180s. It's all about me being consistent. I think that's where my game's come along.